You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
found the jazz. Welcome to our program called Neon Jazz. Leading us into a new episode is Canadian-born jazz and blues rock vocalist and guitarist Jeff Healey. Jeff was a very talented and blind musician who attained musical and personal popularity in the 80s and 90s. When he was 8 months old, Healey lost his sight due to a rare cancer of the eyes. He began playing guitar when he was 3, developing his unique style of playing the instrument flat on his lap. When he was 17, he formed the band Blue Direction, a 4-piece band which primarily played bar band cover tunes. Around this time, Healey began hosting a jazz and blues show on the radio, where he became known for playing his massive collection of vintage 78 RPM gramophone records. Shortly thereafter, he was introduced to two musicians, bassist Joe Rockman and drummer Tom Steven, with whom he formed a trio called the Jeff Healey Band. And from there, the rest is history. Thanks for joining me on an hour of floor-to-ceiling music on Neon Jazz. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that has hosted more jazz musicians than most any other, Kansas City, Missouri. We are here to satisfy all your jazz needs. Let's get loungy and tip back a bit more of the music goodness here. Here's tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins with the 1957 song, Cocktails for Two. We'll be right back. That was Austrian pianist and composer Frederik Gulda with the song New Shoes on a live recording at Birdland in New York City circa 1956. Born in Vienna, he worked in both the classical and jazz fields. Gulda began playing the piano at the age of 7 and later entered the Vienna Musical Academy, where he studied piano and music theory. His needed vault into the music world happened when he won the first prize at the Geneva International Music Competition in 1946. After that, Gulda began to play concerts worldwide. He made his Carnegie Hall debut in 1950. It was from the 50s on he cultivated an interest in jazz, writing several songs and instrumental pieces, and at times combining both jazz and classical music in his concerts. In 1966, he organized the International Competition for Modern Music, thus establishing the International Music Forum, a school for students who wanted to learn improvisation in Austria. Gulda once said this, "There can be no guarantee that I will become a great jazz musician, but at least I shall know that I am doing the right thing. I don't want to fall into the routine of the modern concert pianist's life, nor do I want to ride the cheap triumphs of the Baroque bandwagon." Doesn't get any clearer than that. Up next on Neon Jazz is tenor sax man Don Byas with bebop trumpet champ Dizzy Gillespie on the 1952 tune Burke's Works.
Thank you. This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz pianist St. Elmo Sylvester Hope. Elmo performed chiefly in the bop and hard bop genres with a highly individualized piano playing style. He had been compared to contemporaries like Bud Powell and Thelonious Monk, but he remains less recognized than his colleagues. Over the years, Elmo performed with the likes of Sonny Rollins, Lou Donaldson, Clifford Brown, and Jackie McLean. In 1957, he moved to L.A. after losing his cabaret card in New York City for drug use. There, he recorded with Harold Land and Curtis Counts. He also recorded as a leader with John Coltrane, Hank Mobley, and Art Blakey. Disillusioned with the West Coast scene, Hope returned to New York in 1961, where he went to prison briefly on drug charges, then returned to playing, but recorded more rarely. Another flickering flame on the jazz horizon, addled with the rigors of drugs and music. Up next on the show is a favorite cat around here. Here's Eric Dolphy with the Latin Jazz Quintet on a 1960 song called Spring Is Here.
Thank you.
That was Detroit, Michigan drummer Gerald Cleaver with the 2008 song Dorm. Gerald joined the jazz faculty at the University of Michigan in 1995. Over the years, he has performed with many musicians like Joe Morris and Roscoe Mitchell. Under the name Vale of Names, Gerald released an album called Adjust on the Fresh Sounds New Talent label in 2001. It was a Best Debut Recording nominee by the Jazz Journalists Association. He is still very active in the jazz world, banging on the skins for a host of musicians. Man, do we need a diva in this show. And the First Lady of Song is needed. Here's Ella Fitzgerald with the 1959 song, Out of This World, here on Neon Jazz.
You're clear out of this world. this world. The music that no mortal ever knew.
Thank you.
That was bebop jazz trombonist Eddie Burt with the 1958 tune Cool School Days. Eddie's first job as a musician came in 1940 when he joined the Sam Donahue Orchestra and then joined up with Red Navarro in 1941. Later on, he performed with the bands of Stan Kenton and Benny Goodman's Bebop Orchestra. Eddie is now in his 80s and continues to play sold-out shows with no sign of slowing down. Now that's a very cool jazz bio. Coming at you next on the show is musician and composer Charlie Mingus with Hamp's New Blues off the 1957 album Mingus 3.
Thank you.
Taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is a leader of the KC jazz sound, Mr. Count Basie with the 1950s tune, Tootsie. Thanks for tuning into the show featuring the best from one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend and show engineer, John Christopher, for a keen ear, quality studio, and making this show happen. Let us know what you think, or not, about our show here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.